It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it was on April 29th, 1968, that the pioneering and controversial musical Hair premiered on Broadway.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Hair?
No.
You've never seen it?
No, have you seen it?
I have. I think they did a production of it in college that I saw.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So the work broke new ground in musical theater by defining the genre of rock musical, using a racially integrated cast, and inviting the audience on stage for a be-in finale.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So actors James Rado and Jerome Ragney began writing Hair together in late 1964. The main characters were autobiographical, with Rado's Claude being a pensive romantic and Ragney's Burger an extrovert. Their close relationship, including its volatility, was reflected in the musical. So Hair tells the story of the tribe, a group of politically active long-haired hippies of the Age of Aquarius, living the bohemian lifestyle in New York City. Hair was not a brand new show when it opened on Broadway in 1968. It began its run in the East Village as the inaugural production of Joseph Papp's Public Theater. Despite mediocre reviews, Hair was a big enough hit with audiences during its six-week run to win financial backing for a proposed move to Broadway.
Okay.
While this kind of move would later become more common, it was exceedingly rare for a musical at the time, and it was a particularly bold move for a musical with a non-traditional score. So many considered Hair to be the first real rock musical. At the time of its Broadway debut, the other musicals on Broadway were Hello, Dolly, Man of La Mancha, Funny Girl, and Fiddler on the Roof. So
it did stand out.
A bit of a change from those musicals.
Yeah.
The score had many more songs than the typical Broadway shows of the day. Most had about 6 to 10 songs per act, and Hair's total is in the 30s.
Jeez, yeah. Per act?
Or
total?
I think the total.
Oh, okay.
Total. The Hair musical wasn't just a Broadway success, it also garnered a lot of commercial music success, too. The original Broadway cast recording received a Grammy Award in 1969 for Best Score from an Original Cast Show Album and sold nearly 3 million copies in the U.S. by December of 1969.
Wow.
It charted at number one on the Billboard 200, the last Broadway cast album to do so as of 2024, and it stayed at number one for 13 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
More than 1,000 performances of individual songs from Hair have been recorded. Some of the more popular are the Fifth Dimension's release of Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In,
right,
in 1969. That won Record of the Year in 1970 and topped the charts for 6 weeks. And ASCAP confirmed that Aquarius was the most frequently played song on U.S. radio and television in 1970.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huge. The show ran for 1,750 performances. Simultaneous productions in cities across the U.S. and Europe followed shortly thereafter, including a successful London production that ran for just under 2,000 performances. Since then, productions have been staged all over the world. At one time or another, many very famous people performed in Hair, including Diane Keaton, Meatloaf, Donna Summer, and Tim Curry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
At its peak, there were 19 different productions of the Hair musical running at the same time around the world in many different languages.
Wow.
Yeah. By 1970, Hair was a huge financial success. According to Billboard, the production took in almost $1 million every 10 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And royalties were being collected for 300 different recordings of the show's songs.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Sure.
A feature film adaptation was released in 1979. A Broadway revival opened back in 2009, earning strong reviews and winning the Tony Award for Best Revival of a Musical.
Wow.
So it's still going strong all these years later.
I guess. When did it come out? 1968,
1968,
you
said? 1968, yeah.
That's a long run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. You picked out a record to go along with Hair, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So we're going to play one of the songs, one of the biggest songs from the show. We're going to play Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In by The Fifth Dimension.
We'll do it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. It's The Fifth Dimension, Aquarius, of the Sunshine In. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because that is from the musical Hair,
yeah,
which premiered on Broadway on this day in 1968.
You got it. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Hair was the first rock musical.
The original Broadway cast recording sold nearly 3 million copies in the U.S.
And at its peak, there were 19 different productions of Hair running at the same time around the world.
Holy.
That's a lot.
Holy cow.
And they were raking in the dough from it.
Holy cow. So when the people you, the celebrities you mentioned, like mm-hmm. Meatloaf and
Diane Keaton
yeah, yeah. and Donna Summer, they were in the Broadway version? Not the touring version, I assume?
I think Donna Summer, because I looked it up just briefly. I think Donna Summer was in one in Germany.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is weird. And I think Meatloaf was in a production in L.A.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So not... I think Diane Keaton might have maybe on Broadway. I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay. But, folks want to learn more about hair, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You can listen to this on the radio. You can also watch it on Facebook Live every day at 4:10 and then catch the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll find the entire archive up there. Be sure to like and subscribe so you know when we post new material. And that's it. So today, so this week, James Monroe yesterday, hair today.
Yeah, gone tomorrow.
Three more this week.
Hair today, gone tomorrow.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, it's funny. Okay. Fresh episode tomorrow. All jokes aside, for today. Thank you, Sarah. Traffic and weather on the way on Legends 102.7.